In 1865, the American Civil War is drawing to a close. Confederate troops fight bravely, but with his army surrounded, Robert E. Lee surrenders on April 9th. We reenact the final battles of our Civil War at an amazing new site at California Lutheran University, November 7 and 8. You can bear witness to this moment in history, hear volleys of cannon roar and muskets firing as we reenact our Civil War.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now. We've been here from 6 o'clock this morning. And of course, we also have another hour, 2 to 3 this afternoon. We are going to be talking about our brighter side of recovery. And of course, I want to say happy Halloween to everybody. Rise and attack the day with enthusiasm. Are you ready for it, Jennifer?
I am. I'm very ready.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've got a really great show. And, of course, Jessie Russo joined us in the studio on our last hour. And, of course, we're going to be talking to her. She's the general manager of Veggie Grill in Thousand Oaks, one of our partners. And we're so thankful for you to be here and to share all that great food with us. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And of course, we are going to be talking with Lyle Pennington about the upcoming the Blue and the Gray event. And of course, it's at a new location. So we've got tickets for that. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's great this morning, Kim.
Great. You want to talk about all of our great gifts? And before we do that, I just want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do, when we are giving something away, I just need you to call in and give us your name and your phone number and which giveaway you're calling about, because we want to get back to you and make sure that you're on our list.
And we do have the Veggie Grill. I'm going to give away certificates for the Veggie Grill. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, along with that, Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Then we go to the Blue and the Gray. This is happening November 7th and 8th, the Moore Park Rotary's 15th annual reenactment of the largest and grandest Civil War battle reenactment. That's what we have happening November 7th and 8th. October 2nd through the 8th of November, so this is well underway, Camarillo Skyway Playhouse, and we have pairs of tickets for that, featuring Nine, a play directed by Ken Patton. And finally, we have lots of fun for today through December 6th, and that's the Adams Family Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, another local players group that is outstanding. So the Adams Family in Simi Valley.
There you go. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We want to remind you that we're here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and again from 2 to 3. And we want to make sure you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to our podcast on all of your smartphones. It's all downloaded on iTunes. And not only that, is you can hear all of our shows on we put them on Facebook. We put them on our website, Kim Pagano Show. But not only that, make sure that you get one of our newsletters. It talks about all of our guests, all the events that we have been covering. This week was extremely busy. And just a little shout out and a thank you to Taste of Ojai and Rubicon Theater, My Fair Lady. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how great of a show that was. Also, Cabrillo Music Theater, Damn Yankees is going on on right now, another amazing show, and that's another really good one. Also, we were at the Latino Expo, which was an amazing business expo, and then, of course, Taste, I'm blanking on it. I was the MC over there.
The
Food to Fork,
fork
to Farm.
Fork It Over. I only said it 100 times. They had an amazing turnout, and it was 270 people.
And that is a great cause. When they came in, those profits go directly to Girl Scouts. It was really great.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many Girl Scout, like, older women that were all Girl Scouts. I mean, were you guys Girl Scouts?
I was a Brownie. I didn't go past Brownie.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
No, okay, yeah. Anyways, both my daughters were, and I was a Brownie, too.
I wanted to buy me the pants, so I stopped doing it.
Oh, God, I love it. You're so funny. Anyways, but I was a co-leader. I always was helping out with my girls and stuff. So, anyways, so many events, and we're so excited to be there. Another thing that's happening is the 17th Annual Bravo Awards, and that is NABO, and nominations are being accepted right now online until November 24th. So if you know an amazing woman, you know, we're all sitting
here,
right?
I might know a few. I know. Or one.
Yeah, see, definitely get their names in there. All right, with that, I do want to start our show today, and our first guest, of course, is Jesse Russo. It's funny because we go back really far, and I love what you're doing right now, and let's welcome Jesse Russo from Veggie Grill.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
for
tell
coming.
Us, yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, how long have you been working at Veggie Grill?
I started last year, August of 2014.
But what did you do before that? You actually had your own thing going on, right?
I did. My background's in nutrition, so I really pride myself in some good quality food, and I had a little cafe in Valencia for about 2 years. So we made everything from scratch. I worked with a chef between my nutrition background of really providing good quality ingredients to people.
Wow, and so you just followed it right into the Veggie Grill.
Yeah, I just keep going. I really love this industry and this business, and I love Veggie Grill right now because of my customers. I mean, I'm meeting really amazing customers and forming these great relationships with people who are really caring and knowledgeable about what they're choosing to eat.
I was going to say, the people that walk in there are conscious,
oh,
right?
Yes, definitely. They want our craveable, amazing veggie-centric dish, you know, something that's really creative. It's not just steamed veggies anymore. Veggies are now going to a whole nother
level.
That's
what I think is so true. Like, it's, you know, you don't just put a head of broccoli in a bowl, in a pan, and steam it. You know, that's not how you eat broccoli anymore. You bake it. I do squash now, and I saute it on the stove with a little bit of olive oil. And my kids think it's fabulous.
There you go. Or putting it in the oven with olive oil on
it. Oh, that's really good too.
Yeah, people are foodies and very creative. We have, you know, the internet to help us with that. And kind of we're curious. We're tasting new vegetables, new things. And so Veggie Grill is definitely providing creative plates with the veggie in the center.
You know, and I feel like Veggie Grill has taken, I think cauliflower is like the ugly sister because it's not good. It doesn't smell good. But your cauliflower is amazing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we have people that are not big fans of cauliflower, like you had kind of mentioned with your kids.
Well, and it's funny, the first time I went there, she's like, do you want, it kind of looks like an orange chicken.
Totally.
Correct? Yeah.
Completely.
So she's like, you want to try this? And I'm like, yeah. And I took it home and everybody's like, oh, you got orange chicken? And I kind of had like a little smirk on my face. And they were like, this is really good. And I didn't even want to tell them, it's cauliflower, you know.
Yeah. But we also do a great side, like a mashed potato, and it's mixed cauliflower and potato. So
yeah,
we're always finding ways to
innovate
a veggie on a whole other level.
How long has Veggie Grill been around?
9 years.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. Next week, we're actually opening up our 29th store.
And where is it going to be?
In the Topanga Village in Woodland Hills.
Oh,
I like the Topanga Village as well. Okay.
Yeah. They start training this week, and hopefully the doors will be open next week. We're really excited for that.
That's great. So I know you have a new fall menu coming up. I'm kind of anxious to hear a little bit about
that. I know,
me
too.
We do. So we have a few great items. Bad Boy Burger. I mean, this is so mouthy and delicious because the patty is handmade in our restaurant. It's quinoa, mushrooms, and kale. So it gives that umami flavor in your mouth that you think you're eating meat because it's satisfying your palate to make you happy. It's layered with this great chow cheese is becoming a very popular cheese. It's a spicy tomato version of the cheese.
Ooh,
caramelized onions, jalapenos, a little drizzle of sriracha, and then good old lettuce and tomato. So this is like...
Okay, that sounds amazing because I love sriracha.
Oh my
and
God.
I love all of those things.
Yeah, definitely great flavors going on. Got
you know
that
what?
Bold spice.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is you don't have to eat unhealthy to have all those amazing tastes, and I think that that's so important.
And just being open to the new options, you know? I mean...
Well, and I think even like you, we are talking about the cauliflower tastes like orange chicken. Even young children are aware of eating healthier, of what's good for them. But everybody likes that those flavors. So we have to find ways to make it so that it's healthy. And I think Veggie Grill has really accomplished that.
Yeah, we're definitely doing a great job of presenting even young generations, even the older generations, of kind of knowing and being willing to try something new.
Now, when I was at Veggie Grill before, the hamburgers that you have, are they all vegetarian or do you serve some
Correct.
Chicken?
Correct. No, we are a veggie-positive restaurant.
That's what I wanted to clarify that.
So we are aiming for people just wanting to incorporate more veggies. So we do have tempeh. We have a tempeh bacon. We have patties that are chicken and then beef. So we can do a grilled chicken. We can do a blackened chicken, a crispy chicken. So that's option of making something healthy. We have sausage, and it's made from wheat, apples, and peas. And it's really good, and people can add it to anything. I add it to my salad sometimes. So.
Absolutely. And it's there. You've used ingredients that are filling.
Yes, yes.
They definitely fill you up.
Yeah, so
high protein.
There's so many great options and flavors going on, and I think that's what we're presenting as a company, and that's why people are willing to give us a shot and check us out and kind of be excited about what we're branding and providing.
So tell our listeners, give them a visual of your corn on the cob.
So for summer,
when you go in, you just want to have the corn on the cob.
Yes, unfortunately, it is off the menu because the season changed. So organic corn is a little harder to get. But over summer, we did it last year, and it was such a big hit. So we brought it back this year. It's a good old street corn on the cob. We put it on the grill. We grill it, get the nice charred marks, some great little spicy mayo, some lime to squeeze on there, a little of our Parmesan cheese, and then our cilantro.
And it still has the husk on the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So what are you replacing that with your fall menu?
So with the fall menu, we added an amazing tempura green bean.
Oh,
it is
that
so
is like,
addictive, you guys.
Okay.
You guys, we are eating it in the restaurant every single day. We are
we
so
already
happy.
Are a favorite.
And now, do you have the calorie count in your menus?
We do have it in store. As far as seasonal items, we don't have it yet. So that's always a work in progress because seasonal things are changing and
Absolutely.
Coming and going. So this French green bean... I'm sorry, the tempura green bean is mimicked after, for fall, the green bean casserole to give you that crunch that...
I'm going to say this is probably better.
Yeah, it is so good, and it's such a great appetizer for the table. It comes with this creamy onion dip sauce.
And their sauces are we like hungry again?
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We make all our sauces, all our gravy, so we really pride ourselves in using the fresh flavorings to provide for things. Our other appetizer is a yam. These are not your grandma's yams. They are so good. We roast them. We grill them on the flat top. We put a little orange dressing. Then we put it on the plate with a caramelized walnut and then a little cinnamon butter on the
Speak, Jennifer. Speak.
Yum,
she's like,
she's Julie.
I'm like,
she's Julie.
I know. Yeah.
I'm thinking in my head, how can I make this at home?
yeah.
Or maybe I should just buy a to-go order and bring it home.
Definitely. Yeah. I think this is a great thing for Thanksgiving for sure. It's a showstopper.
I love that you guys are doing that. You know, I mean, some restaurants just stay with their normal, you know, but I love that it changes with the
seasons. Yeah, it keeps it local and keeps it fresh. It keeps it inviting that you want to come check out Veggie Grill and see what's going on. It's definitely.
You know what? Let's give out, where are you located just so all of our listeners can find you?
We are in Thousand Oaks on, like, T.O. Boulevard and Westlake. The actual address is 3825 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And the phone number is 805-379-9304.
And now, can you call ahead if you're, like, working and you want to get something to go?
Definitely. We have an awesome app. And the app you can order, you can pay for it on there. So you walk in. Hey, I'm Jesse. I'm here for my
That's
food
really
out
love
the door.
That. Oh,
so it's set and ready.
So important.
We are also working on, we don't have a launch date exactly, but it's called DoorDash, where it's a delivery service. So if you're stuck in your office, we will provide the delivery service to come bring you your Veggie Grill.
And do you have catering platters?
We do, and this is definitely our time of the year of like mashed potatoes and doing carrot cake for the holidays. We make a great carrot cake, and catering for the office for your holiday party, all these things. The catering menu is online as well.
Oh, great, okay.
Wraps, different salads, nice big bowls. I really, quinoa power salad is definitely the showcase stopper at big parties because it looks so beautiful in a bowl, and people impressed by eating something new and creative.
I love it. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. Great. Will you stay with us?
Definitely.
All right. And when we come back, we could talk about some easy ways to get ourselves to eat more veggies. You know, that's what it's all about. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And I do want to do a shout out. We've got the second annual Bridging in the Gaps of Hope of Gala, and that's the Center for Special Needs, and that's November 5th at the Moore Park Country Club. And there's so many families out there that are really just trying to make a difference with their special need children, and this is definitely something that I would love to have my listeners be a part of. Also, we've got tickets to the Addams Family, and that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and that's starting actually today, October 31st, and it's going to be till December 6th, and we've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. And then, of course, this afternoon, we've got our recovery show.
It's going to be a great show. I love both of these authors. They've written some really great books.
And not only that, they're really heartfelt. I mean, they're going to be sharing their journeys with you.
Well, these are tragedies that we all experience, the death of a spouse and also a drug addiction with a child. So yeah. You really see the the insides of these people going through these struggles.
And sharing their journey. That's Absolutely. What it's all about. Well, again, I do want to remind everyone that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. We're so proud of it. And a big shout out to Jamie, who really helps us put that together. But it's a piece of all of us, and it's a piece of the 805, because you get to know a little bit about all of our guests and all the events that are happening around here. And we would love you to get that and also be a part of our show. If you have an event that's happening or a business in the area that you want to profile on our show, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away a pair of tickets right now to the Rubicon Theater. Oh my God, I can't tell you. My Fair Lady is what they're playing over there. It is so good. Every one of their shows are great. I can't tell you. Like, I have never seen a bad one. And it's just a little quaint theater. Our listeners there, I had a couple winners last week that went. And as always, it's a really quaint little party there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. We're talking with Jesse Russo. We're talking about Veggie Grill. And of course, we've got some gift certificates to Veggie Grill. We'll let you know when to call in, so stay with us. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Put that in your phone so you can just push the button, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Put it under your favorites.
There you go. I love it. So what are some ways to get ourselves to eat more vegetables? You know, it kind of is like the trend now. I mean, at least for my family, we have way more vegetables, way more color, right, and less meat. And then, of course, in your restaurant, there is no meat.
No.
Which I love that. And some of them actually look like they're meat, right? You guys were talking about, what were the couple things that you were asking?
I was asking about the chicken wings. Because they're so tasty. And I've had the hamburgers, not the hamburgers, but the sandwiches. And you think, is this meat? I can't remember, because they fill you up as if you've had something
filling. So what are your chicken wings made out of?
All of our meat substitutes are made from whole grains and veggies. So whether if it's beef or the crab cake that we make our fish tacos with, or if it's chicken, or we use that same chicken patty and make wings with it. So one of the new bowls we're having, this is our first time Veggie Grill's pairing up with a celebrity chef. He's local, his name is Chef Jet, and he's from the Food Network. And we're making a soul bowl. So it has a choice of an option of one of these proteins. You could do the beef, you could do the chicken, and we have a tofu. So if you're gluten-free, our tofu is rolled in a brown rice flour, so it keeps it gluten-free. And again, you get filled and satisfied by, you know, giving yourself those nice proteins.
Oh, that sounds so good.
The rice base has got this little Korean sauce. It's called gochujang, and it's made special for us since it's not with fish and no fish base. So the sauce is really great. It's kind of like a great flavored seasoned Korean barbecue sauce. Ooh. So this bowl is combined with all these traditional Korean flavors that are trending right now, as some pickled carrots and pickled onions, and then arugula and cabbage and scallions.
I love arugula.
So
you just nailed my
arugula.
Yeah.
Now, oh, I know. I people no, kind of talk bad about it.
I know
it.
But I think it does. It definitely has
acquired
a
taste. That bitterness.
Bitter taste. Either yeah. You love it or you don't. So speaking of what you just said, the fish tacos.
Uh-huh.
And so now I know some things, the sauces can have lots of sugar and stuff in them. Are your sauces and your dressings high in sugar, or they keep within a well-balanced diet as well?
We try our best to keep as balanced as we can. Uh-huh. But yes, it does hit the palate of all people. We are a restaurant and we provide great flavor. So it just depends. Like some salads, like we have a hail kale salad. That's what I actually brought you ladies to taste today.
Yeah,
I did bring
you
some snacks and goodies.
Ooh, yummy.
It's a great dressing. It is on the sweeter side, but it's got papaya and ginger, so that's what's helping bring out the fruit sugars.
Okay,
kind of helping with that salad
and
giving
of course
the flavor.
You can always buy one of your meals and then not have and have the dressing on the side.
Totally. I know, but it's so good though.
I know.
I was just curious.
Yeah. Flavor completing all the flavors together, right? Yeah, I brought you some salad. I brought you our soups changed for the season.
Oh, what
butternut,
is your soup?
Butternut velvet.
Oh, that's
has apples and carrots and cinnamon and nutmeg in the soup. It's very fresh and delicious, and we make make it in-house as well, scratch made. And then lentil soup. It's got a little Moroccan spice to it.
Oh, delicious.
So very yummy. And then our new amazing chocolate pudding I brought you, of course, because who doesn't like chocolate?
I like it. Lentil. Are lentils healthy for you?
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a hidden treasure. You know, really any bean is like this perfect source of fiber and protein and really low on the carbs. And fiber is really, really, really important for your diet. And I think we get so caught up with thinking like, oh, sugar or carbs or this or that or protein or what, but we kind of skip over fiber sometimes. And beans definitely provide that. I kind of think they're like a superfood, you know? They provide so many good quality things. Iron. You know, you can eat meat like crazy, but it doesn't always help with your iron intake as well.
So. Right. And now let me ask you, okay, so you kind of know your whole menu. What's your favorites?
My favorite? Definitely BTLA sandwich. This sandwich has a smoky tempeh bacon. I never had tempeh before working for Veggie Grill.
Okay, so when you say bacon, it's not really bacon, obviously,
correct,
right?
Tempeh is a fermented soy culture. So it's the bean that they have fermented, and they made it into strips like bacon.
Because have you been hearing a lot of talk about bacon right now? I mean, it's one of my favorites.
But it's everywhere.
I know, but it's so bad for you. I mean, they've actually, my husband's like, no more bacon ever again, But, I mean, what else are they going to say that causes cancer, right?
But I still go back to all in moderation.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't, as grown adults, have bacon every day anyway. So whether it's bad for you or not, we should not be eating bacon.
No.
Fried bacon every day. Yeah.
But I love it. What a great alternative.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so what's in that?
It's a grilled sourdough bread. So got that smoky flavor from the bread. And then the tempeh bacon is nice and smoky. Layers has the arugula, we already said we
love arugula,
a cilantro, cilantro pesto sauce, and it has a garlic aioli as the base. It has tomatoes, salt and pepper, and then good old avocado.
Do most places put salt and pepper? I don't usually.
We put it on our tomato just for that sandwich.
I love that.
Just to kind of bring out the flavor in the tomato.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good idea. I do not salt my food for some reason, and my mom never did. We do not salt our food.
I can't usually.
Yes. I kind of like that you do that, because there are certain foods that they need just a little bit of salt kind of brings out the flavor a little bit more. So I kind of appreciate
like my mouth's
that.
Already watering just thinking about it. I love salt. I would actually eat more salt than I would like sweet, you know, or
I do. I like savory over sweet, but
me
I
too.
Never I my salt and pepper shakers, I think, are on my table. Like, we don't salt our food.
Oh, I do with kosher salt.
Is
but
that funny?
Now I've actually tried to, you know,
cut back.
But pepper, on the other hand,
do you salt
your
gosh. Food, Tom?
I like Matt.
Oh,
salt
really?
Is not evil. Salt is our friend.
Oh, my
God. Go swimming. Go surfing. Come on. Salt is everywhere. Yeah. We love salt. Just work out, run. It'll all go away.
Yeah,
that is
true.
You got to burn it, but you got to run.
Yeah.
Like anything, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
What about your drinks there?
A lot of people don't know that Veggie Grill actually has beer and wine. We have craft beers.
I knew that.
Of course you did.
We, of course, have good old the Firestone 805. Got to have the local stuff. And then we have Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Then we have lemonade and iced tea bar. We have organic iced teas. We make a fresh strawberry lemonade that people go
crazy for.
They're
so good.
Yum. And then Pellegrino root beer, ginger ale with fresh ginger on the bottom. And then my good old kombucha here. There's a good option and good variety for all walks of people. Some teas have sugar, some do not. Some have caffeine, some do not. So again, kind of hitting all the bases of, I go to that iced tea bar and I kind of play around and mix and match.
I do too when I'm there. I love a little bit of strawberry, a little bit of, it's so good.
I love all food. There's very few things I don't like. I think I don't really care for blue cheese. That would be the one thing that I don't care for. But I do not enjoy iced tea.
Mm.
Is that? But I love like the sambucha.
Yeah,
I love all that.
I know you
I
never,
never
get iced tea.
Not even
sweet iced tea. No
it's
iced
like
tea.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's probably the number one drink out there that people drink on a daily
basis.
I like Arnold Palmer.
Half and half.
I love and more lemonade than tea. Uh-huh. So that's my deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the specials that are coming up so that
we
can invite
Happy Halloween and this weekend you get to if you come in when you're placing your order, mention the radio show, and it doesn't matter if you get a salad, a sandwich, an entree, a bowl, you get a free green bean appetizer.
Oh my God, I'm so there.
Our new menu started a couple days ago. It's been a few days. So the green bean appetizers, that one I was talking about earlier, the tempura green bean with the creamy onion dip sauce. It's so addicting and amazing and perfect to share. You know, get it for your whole family at the table and everyone will, fight for that last piece.
I'm not thinking I'm going to share that.
You know, it's funny. I really think that a lot of restaurants are getting savvy with, you know, with all the healthy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. These blow French fries away, in my opinion. My personal opinion is, like, I would rather eat this, like, fun, innovative, new, creative green bean than eat a French fry.
But I think you said, but you still like that kind of salty crunch.
Yeah, because you're still getting that, but it's a different, yes, totally a different veggie. Again, yes.
I really think that's kind of the whole thing behind Veggie Grill.
Completely.
Is you're still eating, you still get the taste, but it's all healthy.
And it's not, it's fulfilling. There's a lot of protein in it because I know I have a big appetite, so I need like some substance to carry me through a couple hours.
Yeah, and like how we were talking about, you know, our sons and our husbands that need the, you know, the big meat eaters and things that come. That's why I love my guests, because they are, most of them are meat eaters, and they're just looking for a way to kind of add a little bit more veggies. And if it's once a week or once a day, whatever meal, come in for a little appetizer as a daily afternoon snack, you know?
There you go. And I love your wraps. Your wraps are really good too. Yes. Just the sauces are all good. Tell everybody again where you're located.
We are at 3825 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, cross streets T.O. Boulevard and Westlake Boulevard.
Okay, and of course, Jessie Russo, general manager. Go see her. She's
come
really
visit me so, and my staff. Yes, introduce yourself.
Definitely. You're always so friendly and so helpful, and I love that about you. Is there any events that you have coming up or anything that you're going to be doing? I know we've partnered up on a lot of things.
Yeah, Kim and I try to get around the town and kind of go across to things. We're working on fundraisers and then catering for holiday. Our company, if you book a fundraiser for your nonprofit or your school, we donate 33% back. And
wow,
that's a really good amount.
That's a lot of money.
It totally is. And we just had an elementary school last week raise $800 for themselves. And I mean, there's some really good things that we can do as a company. And I'm always looking for events. So bounce ideas off me. Let's partner up. Let's be hitting this community, serving good veggies all across the board.
I love it. Jessie, so, what do you want to give away right now?
I'm going to give away 2 entree cards to Veggie Grill. These entree cards allow you anything on the menu, even with a side upgrade. So if you want a sandwich with a little macaroni and cheese, or if you want to get a good classic Bombay bowl, anything on the menu, we're giving 2 of those entree cards away.
I love it. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And thank you so much for being here. I so appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And,
thanks for having
and
me.
And working with the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest, Lyle Pennington. We're going to be talking about the blue and the gray. We've got family packs of 4 for it. It's at a new location. And of course, we've got the Veggie Grills right now. Call in, and we'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. We've got what a great show. I mean, I can't believe we're almost in our second hour. What a great morning. It's Halloween today. I want to hear from all of our listeners if you're out there trick-or-treating. That was kind of what my little blog was about. You know, but
I guess it would be wrong if we pulled out our bowl of candy now that Veggie Grill's not here.
You're so bad. But you know what? It's really about honoring your body and really taking care of yourself. Our next guest, Lyle Pennington, and welcome, Lyle. How are you?
Great.
Good. I can't believe it's already been another year, and we've been talking about you before you got here. All good, I have to tell you, right? Mm-hmm. But about the blue and the gray, and of course, you guys, you know, this is so much fun. But not only that, is it's at a new location. So let's talk a little bit about that, and welcome.
Yes, we lost our kind of our permanent site a couple years back, and last year we had it kind of behind a property at Waste Management. This year it's going to be behind California Lutheran University.
What a great location. Perfect. You know, I always say when one door closes, another one
that's
opens, right? And
that's, right.
That's kind of what happened, yeah.
Yes, we, you know, our president has a close relationship with the university and made the request, and they honored it. And, you know, we proceeded to get the approval for Thousand Oaks, and when you're firing cannon, sometimes that's not so easy, but the city supported it very well, and we're happy to be there.
Wow. So, okay, so for anybody that hasn't gone to the blue and gray, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a two-day event, and it actually an encampment of both the Confederate troops and the Federals, and a complete food court. And there are also a group of people we call the settlers, who were actually the merchants that kind of followed the troops and in the Civil War, and they're there, and they sell materials and armaments and guns and stuff to the reenactors. We get between 800 and 1,000 reenactors.
You know, they're serious players.
They are.
They never come out of character, ever.
I know. I love that because when you walk in there, you're back in the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as I've shared before, you know, we primarily took this on because it's all about our children and teaching them about the American Civil War. And so our initial focus is we have second graders studying American history, we have fifth graders, and we have eighth graders in the county. So we go to all the school districts and basically talk to the teachers and provide them with coupons and encourage them to come out and encourage the teachers to, you know, maybe get the kids to download a questionnaire and go and engage, as you said, with those reenactors who are really in costume and they're in period. So, and the kids love it.
You know, what better? I mean, you know, it's fine. We can all open up our books for history, and a lot of kids are just, you know, what's so good about that? Why, you know, why do we have to know about that? Because it's already over. I remember thinking that way. But if you don't know about history, you don't know what's coming forward,
right,
correct?
History repeats itself.
It does. But not only that, it's almost like you get to go play, right?
Yeah,
and
they
be a
really
part
have
of
a great
this,
time.
This time in our history.
Yeah. One of the past superintendents of schools in Moore Park indicated to me that, you know, he was really anxious to see what happened to the kids. They go to our event in November, and they were studying American history, the eighth graders in Moore Park Unified, early in the year in that new term. And he said every history teacher told him that the kids that went, they are paying attention. They're really getting into it because they had, you know, kind of immersed themselves in it during our event. And now it was interesting for them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so really cool. And of course, Lyle, who does this benefit? Who does all the, you know?
Well, we have a whole host of, this thing is falling up, but we have a whole host of charities that we support. And our biggest one probably is the Boys and Girls Club of Moorpark. They get kind of the lion's share, but we handle Boy Scouts and we have a swim program with disadvantaged children, Catholic Charities, you know, it just goes on and on and on of all of the charities in the Moorpark community that we support.
And this serves so many of them, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
What's your attendance like for these 2 days?
We're looking at probably 8,000 to 10,000 paid attendants.
Oh my gosh!
And probably 800 to 1,000 reenactors, which includes some of the family members. And by the way, when the family members come and if they stay in the encampment, they're in period costume. So if
that.
It's a young boy or the wife of one of the reenactors, they're in that kind of clothing that was popular in 1860s.
That's great. I know. I think it was either last year or the year before, we actually had one of them come in with us. And
yes.
And it is, they do, that's the life they kind of still live, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
They love it. And, you know, I'm a golfer, so I play golf.
Yeah.
These people are reenactors, and they love every bit of it.
Do the people that come as the reenactors, is this like somewhat like a play that travels around the country doing this for other people?
They do this. Typically, there's a group that they work with locally. It's the Richmond Howitzers, and it's a Confederate group, and they do basically the orchestration of all of the reenactors. But they have various places they go to reenact, and they have a whole schedule for the year. And I think ours is probably going to be the last of for this year. But they've been in a lot of different places.
Oh, okay.
But ours is the largest event west of the Mississippi. So they always look forward to coming to ours.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great? Right here in Ventura. Yeah. I love it.
So what are some of the things that the kids will see that are really popular with the younger kids?
Well, I think it's wonderful for them to go and observe what a surgeon's tent looked like.
Oh, yes.
What a great deal.
With the Cub Scouts. Yeah. I do remember that. That was very, very interesting.
Yeah. It's, the state of medicine, and when you think about all the casualties that happened during the Civil War, the large majority of them were people that had a wound of some, they didn't have penicillin.
Right. They didn't have any.
So if they got an infection,
that was it.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And in fact, the casualties in the American Civil War, when you add it all up, were more than all of the American World War I, II, Vietnam, Korean conflict, all of them put together.
Wow. Lyle, how did you get involved in all this? I mean, because you're pretty passionate about this.
Well, we had an event that was a Halloween event, pretty much at the same location that one of our Rotarians has a farm there, and we established this maze and had a lot of fun with it, but it lasted 3 weeks in a row, so it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we were a smaller Rotary Club, about 35 members, and it kind of wore us out.
I would say
yeah,
so.
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row. Yeah, this so is like a working smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah.
So, and then somebody, we put the kids on a wagon. We didn't have a problem, but one of the kids kind of slid off, and I think it kind of scared the farmer a little bit. We basically said, let's find another fundraiser. And we really didn't have one when we sat down and talked to the local commander, and we said, let's try it. And it's been growing ever since.
Wow. And what does it mean to be a Rotarian?
Well, I think it's somebody that's got to that point in their life where they look, and, one of our mottos is providing service. And, when you get to that stage in your life where you want to give back a little bit, you become a great candidate to be a Rotarian, whether you're female or male, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all about providing service to others.
I love it. I love it. Lyle, we're going to take a really quick break, and I know that we've got some tickets to give away. I've got a family pack of four right now, and we would love to do that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that this is the 15th annual reenactment, and of course, it's at a new location. It's at California Lutheran University, and the battle reenactment this year will be it's right behind it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, that's Saturday and Sunday, November 7th and 8th. And we'd love to invite you to be out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're talking a little bit about the Civil War, right? It's so great. They actually have a Civil War journal. I love that. A little newspaper and to talk about the 15th annual, the blue and the gray. And of course, we've got Lyle here, Lyle Pennington and Rotarian. But not only that, you donate so many of the funds to so many great things. And again, we just gave out and you're able to still get in it, a family pack of four. And of course, that's November 7th through 8th. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Call in at 805-419-0008. I know that this was the largest and the grandest Civil War, correct? And so it's the Battle of Reenactment west of the Mississippi. Give us some other details. I know you said that you just pulled up a lot of great things.
Well, since we're on the radio and this is communication, I thought it was interesting when I got into Wikipedia today, and basically the war was over when Grant outflanked General Lee in Virginia, and they signed, he surrendered, General Lee surrendered on April 9th, 1865. But it wasn't until sometime in August of 1866 before...
So it took a little while
for the information to spread around.
I mean, there were a lot of surrenders that happened in the course, like in later in April, in May, you know, pretty much the whole South, and there were Confederate groups within all the states, and they... But it took until 1866 for the president to basically announce that the cessation and the complete surrender of all hostilities.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And do you think that that's why, you said that more people were involved and really it affected right. In that time, correct?
Well, yes, and I was speaking of the casualties because of the state of medicine back in those days. We didn't have penicillin, so you had more casualties in the American Civil War than all of our wars put together. World War I, World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and all the skirmishes that we've had since then. And so to me, that's just amazing. People just don't realize how much that affected our country.
And obviously how far we've come with medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's the big picture, right?
Yes.
Lyle, so what are we going to be finding that day? Is Saturday the exact same thing as Sunday, or do they need to go to both days, or, you know?
Well, Saturday, both days, the program opens at 10 o'clock. If you like an evening kind of an atmosphere, I would really encourage people to come to the Saturday event because we do have a twilight battle that Ooh. Is spectacular.
Okay.
When you see those cannon bursts and the muskets firing, and we do a pretty good job of Hollywood-type pyrotechnics on the field. So when those cannons shoot, those bomb bursts show up on the field as well. So it is spectacular, and that happens at 5:15. There's three battles on Saturday and two on Sunday. A lot of people show up Sunday, and you know they try to come there mid-afternoon. I would encourage them to get there for the 12 o'clock battle because the second battle is 2:30.
Okay.
These reenactors obviously want to break camp and go home early, you know, so they speed things up a little bit on Sunday. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because so many people go, oh, I didn't know that, right? I mean, they kind of
right.
roll in and they miss half of it. Yeah, so there's so many things. Okay.
What kind of vendors will you have at the event?
Well, just about every vendor we have, except with a few exceptions, or, you know, like our Kiwanis Club in Moore Park will do the hamburgers and hot dogs and
okay.
that sort of thing. So there's a lot of service club activity where they're providing food and drink. Our Rotary Club is... we do all the beverages, and this year we're going to have everything from water to all kinds of different, you know, we decided at the last minute because of some issues with the college to not do beer this year, but, you know, we're going to have lots of different energy drinks in addition to soda and water, so.
Yeah.
But,
if that's what you're going there for, guess what?
Know, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I love it. So it starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 7th, right?
That's correct.
And it ends at 6:15, or that's the last spectator's
Well, the last
part?
Battle is at 5:15, and okay. that battle will last about 40 minutes. So, you know, you figure about 6 o'clock or just after 6 o'clock, the battle's going to be over with. But people are invited to stay. The food court is huge. You're invited to stick around if you want and enjoy. You know, a lot of fun going through the settler tents and that sort of thing. And they all have lighting, so, you know, it won't be an issue with
darkness. And
then
you've got the military band, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have those. And one of the things I wanted to say and not forget to say is that we have a special ceremony every Sunday after the first battle. In honor of Veterans Day, and Veterans Day kind of moves on the calendar this year. I think it's the following Wednesday. But
right.
All the guys, both sides, do kind of a parade. They come together, and we have a special address to everybody acknowledging the service of all of our veterans and a 21 cannon salute.
Wow. That's great.
21 cannon, not just muskets, 21
right.
cannon. So... we'll probably hear from the neighbors on that.
But. That's okay.
But
get ready.
It's
yeah.
and it's fun. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, okay, so is there, you know, almost like different little areas of reenactment that you walk around? I think that's how it was a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah. So when people come, in fact, we have extra copies of the Civil War Journal that we're going to hand out to people, and they can see in there a nice map. And they can see where to go. There's obviously the first area you're going to walk through is the big food court area. And then as they kind of walk through that, they'll see the bleachers. for viewing the battles, and over to a little bit to the west, they're going to see the encampments for both the Federals and the Confederates, and I think back the other direction, they'll see the camps for the settlers, you know, so they can walk through those tents and look at all of those equipments. And I will warn the grandparents that the settlers have learned to sell little cap guns to all of the little guys.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
Yeah. Bring your money.
Do you
right?
have any food items that are from that era?
Oh, yeah.
Not.
I don't really know what you would.
Well, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Did we not have hamburgers and hot dogs?
I know. I was just curious. I don't know what you would serve.
Well, again, what a great weekend. And of course, that's coming up. If they don't win tickets here, where do they get their tickets?
Well, the best way to get tickets is to go right online to www.moorparkrotary.com.
Okay.
And they can, you know, just click right on the...
And I see that you have a promo code here, right, that they can actually get a $2 discount?
Yes.
Okay, and that's just use the promo code CWCJ. And you know what? I'm so glad to be a part of this again. I think it's so great. It's just really, it's like talking about bringing our history back, and what a great way to be involved. So again, that's November 7th and 8th, Lyle, Saturday and Sunday. I'm telling you, it's on our newsletter. If you log on, you'll find out about it. Lyle, always a pleasure to have you back on.
Hey, Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you. We are at the end of our show. I do want to remind everybody about our 2 to 3 show here. We're going to be talking with Carol Downing and Singing Beyond Sorrow, and it's about her year of grief. And then also Valerie Silveira, and it's about Still Standing After All the Tears. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. I hope you join us there, where we actually have lots of stuff that we are giving away there. And of course, happy Halloween to everybody. And I want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is when what you think and what you say is what you do are in harmony. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And I'll talk to you later. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a...